after dust. Life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. Life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest mom. Chicks and the real rap spitting dudes, R&B and gospel, and all of the above, and it's all in one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, and your girl.
Nice seduction. What's up, y'all?
What's up, y'all? It's another hump day after dusk. Y'all know how we do it. Shoot, we didn't do the Monday show, but yesterday's show was good. The six, which is our daily list of six things. We name a topic, and then we have a corresponding list of six based on it. That list turns to about 20 things, because that was a petty-ass topic. So, yeah. I'm gonna try to come hard again today. You're gonna see. I'm gonna have some of my sleeve. What we gonna have? So. That being said, we need to have you on the show yesterday. So, she really be in your business today. How was your weekend? You know, I know we already midway through 1 week.
All right. Okay, well, I had a good weekend. Went to work Saturday. Was off work Sunday, so I went to church. Then I had a last-minute photo shoot Sunday night. Well, Sunday evening.
Okay. So you decided to go ahead and get another photo shoot. I know you were like, I'll take it. But sometimes it's hard. You be talking about you're going to take a break, but sometimes it'd be like Pookie for New Jack City. They be calling me.
Yeah, the last, it was a photographer from Ohio that called me at the last minute.
Ohio?
Yeah.
Were they in your area or did you have to go to Ohio?
They were in my area.
okay. Makes sense. Like, dang, he hit you up. He just magically go to Ohio. Good God.
Oh, no. They
would have
been
SOL. Yeah, so, okay. Surprise shoot. Good to hear. Anything else happened with you over the weekend? Or, shoot, even these past couple days, is now we in midweek.
Oh, no, not really. Just school and work, of course. School and work.
I bet. All right, so yesterday we did, not only did we do the six, we also did our segment, we did tease, I'm also petty segment, and then we did crickets of the week yesterday, so that leaves the last segment of the week, seduction 101, And of course, we are going to do the six again today. So, yeah. Me, shoot, man, updates, you know, daily updates. I'll give y'all some updates going on. I do want to mention one of the partnerships that we have made over at DustSpot.com. I'm sorry, at DustSpot.com, we have partnered with another social network, independent social network, I should say. Dream Angels, and let me make sure I say this part right, social.dreamangelmag.com, which is the official social network inspired by Dream Angels magazine, Dream Angel magazine. So yes, Dream Angel Social is a social network created for fans to connect with their favorite Dream Angel. And you can join anyone, and you know, people can join and create their free portfolio on the site. So there you go. Now we teamed up because, hey, you know, I'm all about, people assume that I just see my desk for all day, but I'm all about making sure people are aware, or about making sure their social presence is high. So I see another site that's going to be, is going to be focused on the professional side of social media, then I'm going to big it up. So, yes, Dream Angel, social.dreamangelmag.com. Check them out. Sign up. Not even on DustSpot. Make sure you go sign up at DustSpot.com, DustSpot.com. We made some big changes. I made some big changes recently with the site. I didn't get a chance to mention on this yesterday. So, yesterday I spent time talking about what I had over the weekend. I'm going to use my free time for today talking about the site. A lot of stuff we released. The design is a little more smoother. Brings more attention to some of the most important content on the site, right on the front page. I've also, the site is now secure. And for those who don't know what the hell that means you add another level of security by implementing an SSL certificate, basically, hence what that means that, hey, you know that your information is that much more safer than it already was. So that's what we did there. Some other big things. There's a donate button on the site now. So if you want to donate to the DustSpot Development Fund and DustSpot Development Fund, and you just know, you know, people be asking for money for y'all, and they just run the money and don't do nothing with it to show y'all, you know, you're like, but where they spend the money at? And it's not really spent on the site. This is all about, this crowdsource project is all about helping the entertainment social network, DustSpot.com, reach more professionals in the entertainment industry. The funds will go directly towards marketing materials such as giveaways, contests, conventions, and more. The funds will also help service the network and reward more of our top content contributors, and we look forward to all the generous donations to help make each project happen. Thank you, everyone. So, yeah, you can the limits on it now, you can donate as little as a dollar all the way to $500. I'll move the number up if I need to. Someone kind of means, hey, I want to move the number up. So, yeah. You know, for now, it goes, you can donate anywhere from $1 to $500. And it's secure through the paywalls is secure, as well as allow you to do it through PayPal. So there's another level of security. And so, yeah, you should help with the project, man. So you can see, you know, a lot of people have actually been passing. You ain't where we can give some money back to help, whatever. So there you go. You have something to do there now. So, yeah. By the way, Nate, I think you want to know about this. Let me make sure before I say something, let me check the numbers all the way. Because last time I checked, it had a certain numbers on the site in a certain way, but I'm making sure before I want to misquote nothing. So I'm looking. Let's see. Oh, you catching up there. It's crazy. Wow, I didn't know this. So yeah, so you gotta beat your records because the most viewed videos on the site so far are your first two videos that you your promo videos that you dropped. So as far as the other one, you got to see you can beat those records. So yeah, you go in there and see what's going on. Yeah, so if y'all haven't seen, y'all go there, go check out Nay on there and some of her photos and videos on there. You don't want to miss it. You can see all the way what leads up to the greatest of her most recent videos. So check them out, and you won't be disappointed. You won't be disappointed. And the thing is, I mean, because if I take the views from when it was up the first time and I add them together, shoot, you would have been good to go. You would have beat the records of the other ones. This number's already high. I had to re-put it back up there. So that's good enough. But, yeah, so that's going on that shameless plug moment. And, yeah. That being said, Nay, we'll go to music break and come back. Let's go into the six. The six, again, the sixth sequel is rename a topic and we start throwing a bunch of things at the list. We try to keep it at six. Sometimes it goes a little more. Hell, you just got to pay attention to something. The Sons and Six. Ooh, I got a good one for y'all. And I'm telling y'all, a lot of y'all going to feel me on this list because we need to go ahead and put a nip in the bud of this right now. All right, so that being said, we're going to go into a quick music break and be back. I'll just go ahead and play a track by Barton Carr, and this is Getaway Remix. Be back at the end.
It's not hard to see. Life's running away, away with me. I'm caught up in a maze. Feeling all alone on those rainy days. There's nowhere to run. I got nowhere to hide, yeah, yeah. Girl, I wanna tell you how I'm feeling inside, inside, yeah. It's not right that I wanna spend the night, but I'm fighting all these feelings inside, inside. The only thing that I need right now is for a better day. I wanna get away. I'm gonna get away.
All right, welcome back to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy Sadie J and your girl Nate Seduction. All right, so let me tell y'all what the six is today. The six. So basically, we're gonna be splitting this up into two different lists today. Basically, same topic, but it's like basically, you know, if you get this, you got, you know, we gonna have one list of one. For one party and another list for another. So, it's about that time again. Last year we was all over the place with this, but we finna give you more fine tune with it. So, the six for today is gifts you can get if you are married or in a relationship. That's one list. The other list, okay, y'all know, and y'all know. Me, I can't do these lists without being petty. The other list is gifts you can get if you are just fucking. We told y'all last year, we gave y'all a rule about we didn't quite give y'all a list of things. Last year we just during the holidays we told y'all need to understand your place and understand there's membership levels on what kind of gifts you can get depending on, you know, what your position is. So this year, we're going to give y'all some gift ideas. Woo! Thank you later. All right, so let's start with, we're going to play nice first, and then we'll be naughty after that. So we're going to go ahead and go up. The first list is gifts you can get if you are married or in a relationship. I will start with Nate. What is number one? What's the gift you get?
I would say soap.
If you're in a relationship, you get soap? Okay, hold on, so
I
you got to find out a little bit
a,
more.
My bad, not in a relationship, but if...
Oh, yeah, we're not being petty yet. We're doing the nice list first. Then we're going to get to being petty.
A pair of Jordans.
A pair of Jordans? Okay, well, so why are you in a relationship or married, you get to get a pair of Jordans? Why do you get to get that?
I mean... Men love shoes.
Right, but you can't, I mean, you can buy him any shoes, but you buy them Jordans. Why the Jordans? Why deserve Jordans?
Because niggas love Jordans. Niggas love designer shoes. And if they can't, I feel like if they can't, you know,
if
my husband or my boyfriend got to take deals at the time, and they probably want these Jordans real bad, and they can't get them, I'm
going to
get them
for them. Okay. Now, all right, give it first start. Okay. Number two. I know this might sound simple as heck, but not really. Number two. This really work for any holiday, but oh well. Take them somewhere that you really haven't been to before, but you know that he or she will like it. You need to take them somewhere, and it doesn't have to be a restaurant, but take them somewhere where they can have some fun, and it's about connecting with you. So, for instance, I'll use a perfect example. Like, you know how you do painting with a twist or whatnot? That's a good one. You're like, y'all having a good time, y'all get to drink, and y'all get to paint some pictures and all that good stuff, and let's enjoy each other's company, have some fun. So something like that, something out of the norm, do something like that. That's a good gift. I mean, you can say, hey, I got a gift for you, and then all of a sudden you show up and y'all go somewhere, you blindfold and say, bam, this is where we're going. So number two, I know that sounds simple as heck, but hey, again, sometimes the simple things are what people look for. They don't need you to be extravagant. It's once you show that you got some, you put some thought into what you giving. So that's number two. May, number three. May?
My bad. But I was saying, like, if they are running a business or they got their own, if your partner is running a business, I will give my partner something that benefits their business.
That's a man. That's a good one. I wholeheartedly agree with it. Like honestly, like I know people like I know some people like that's cheesy. No, it's not. Like I agree. That's a really good number three. Really good number three. That was really good. Yeah, because a lot of times, especially you know, like how people be in relationships there and they don't, you know, they kind of like don't support what you got going on. By doing like this, by doing something like that, kind of gesture, it shows that hey, you care that even if you don't completely care, that you still believe in it, and by doing something like that, so. I like that. Very good gift number three, especially as a business person myself, especially the nature of business. Me and you do, you know, it's hard to get a significant other to support you in it. So if they supporting you, then that's the man, because it's hard. People, y'all think it's easy as hell. Y'all think, oh, you become famous, you can just get whoever you want. Everything don't work like Beyonce and Jay-Z. Like, I can get the hell out. It don't work like, I see all these celebrities and doing whatever. It doesn't always work that way. So, yeah, good one, Nate. Good number three. Number four. You're going to get, as far as gifts you're going to give somebody that you're in a relationship with or you are married to. I'm going to have to say, you get them, like, perfect idea. Like, pay attention to the little things they're saying. They drop all these hints. Pay attention to that. It pretty much goes back to the number one that named Jordan's, but specifically, the best gift to give somebody is pay attention to the little things. Like, sometimes people don't realize they're giving gift ideas, but they talk about something a lot. Try to get them that. You know, you can get it. Like, there's something that they kind of accidentally dropped the hint off of that you can get. So pay attention. Like, sometimes they, you know, they turn commercials, come on, they're like, oh, it stimulates their mind. Like, oh, I want to get, man, that looks so cool. It might seem like it's just a casual conversation, but sometimes people's minds involuntarily throw out subliminals. So pay attention to that stuff. That can help you get a perfect gift for someone. So yeah, that's number four. Number five, Nay, what you got for number five?
Number five. Another thing I will probably get my partner is like a nice pair of earrings, like if they wear earrings, pair of earrings or a watch.
Yeah. You know what? I get a watch pretty much every holiday. I got to do so. The only one I've done good with, like I've been horrible keeping up with watches. Only one I've done good with keeping up with because it's kind of like a lifeline. It's my Fitbit. It's something because of the fact that it tracks daily activity for me is what makes me keep up with this. But regular watches is so hard for me to keep up with. So, yeah. Another good one, Nate. Good job. Like it. All right. Number six. If you got it, do it. I mean, shoot, man. If you got the means to do it, go big. Sometimes, my last one, I said, sometimes they drop hints about getting them stuff, and that's stuff that they want, that's more so. Get them something they need. Like, get them a, if they have a problem where it's shoot, man, get them a brand new car. And that's at the, and the thing is, it don't have to be brand new. It just needs to be, just get it, like, if you get a car, then cool. Give them a car or something of that sort. Because sometimes we buy people, we try to show off and buy people stuff just to stuff for Facebook. But we didn't give them something they need. Simple as that. And a lot of people, they don't really care about, you know, and you get a car, it's not about what kind of car it is, really, to be honest. Some people are going to say that, but as long as it's a very functional car, that's a good gift, too. So, yeah, that's number six. All right, Nate. I know you want to, you're just ready to be petty. Here we go. List number two. Gifts you get people who you just fucking. All right, Nate, you get to go first. Again, Nate, number one. What is the gift you would get somebody if you are just fucking?
Soap.
Okay, wash some soap.
So they can stay fresh.
Now, hold on. Now, if you give them the soap, is that the soap for them to keep when they come over? Is that the soap they keep at the at your spot, or is that the soap that they get to take home?
They can take it home.
See, I rock with you, but I'm gonna tell you because I mean dealing with people in the past. See, I used to go some places, and some people had soap for me there, so that you know I didn't have to bring my stuff. I take a shower at their spot, and they got that way. You know, since you're doing female. You don't want to be bathed up in Bath and Body Works. They be having the soap just for you. I'm like, okay. See, they be so yeah. You just fucking have the females. You got to do. You just fucking a dude. You don't want no like Nate said. You don't want no funky ass dick. Have the men's soap ready to go. Have and vice versa, guys. You got women come over there. Women want to smell nice. Have some female soap ready. If you can't do this, buy some bar soap. You can't go around with bar soap. Just make sure you got a bar for you and a bar for her.
I only use Dove on my body. I only use Dove.
Okay, we were talking about Dove yesterday. Why were we talking about Dove? Oh, we were talking about, I think it was on the show, was in a conversation me and my dad were joking, we were talking about, it was one of them. We were talking about soaps that people who be dingy as hell use. But it doesn't necessarily mean everybody use it. But the people who be dingy as hell, they the ones that need to use it. Dove, Lever 2000, Iris Springs. Nah, not to say people who ain't dingy can't use it because shit. Like you said, Dove, man. If you want to get some Dove, Lever 2000, Iris Springs, you pop it. But them the soaps that the people who stink extra bad got to use. Y'all need to use that shit. Awesome. We going to take it back. Y'all need to use some damn zest. So, yeah. Good one, man. Another strong number one. Another strong. Okay. Number two. This should be so obvious. And this goes to, Nate, what's the public service announcement we see at the end of every show?
If you go home, please do a response.
Yeah, we don't say that for no reason. So you know what item number two is, y'all need to have something to take care of some business. Have ladies stop acting so damn indignant and not having no guy like both like don't be just trying to leave on the guy. Both of y'all need to have some condoms. Because in case he fit to bring some, and don't need to be no damn excuses, you need to have some. Either way, that way you can never have enough condoms. So you need to have some, he need to have some. But we know
he's
that you're both covered.
He's so petty.
So yeah, buy some condoms for buy your man a box of condoms. Or not your man, but the dude you fucking buy him some condoms. Dudes buy her some. Or buy her some. Or if you don't necessarily want to buy her something because it might sound a little corny, here's some condoms, girl. Buy her some KY. Especially y'all doing some shit. Y'all doing some real rough shit. You need to make sure you got some KY ready. So, yeah. That's number two. Number two, yes. So, Nate, number three.
Number three,
I'm going to
say a Christmas card.
Oh, a Christmas card. Okay, I'm listening. Why a Christmas card?
I mean, that's your Christmas gift. Merry Christmas.
Oh, okay. What are you writing there?
Just to let you know, you was not my main. You're not my main, okay?
Well, what are you writing a Christmas gift to a person you just fucking writing a Christmas card? I mean,
Merry Christmas. I enjoy fucking you.
Chestnut, you want some chestnut?
That's about it.
Okay, number four. If this is a person that just we gave you our list earlier. If you're in a relationship or married, this is again for people you just fucking. Number four. Here we go. Brace yourself, cause I'm gonna get real petty. Hey, you ain't see this one coming. Depending on whose house y'all kicking it out more, whoever is the person whose house is being kicked out more, somebody need to buy somebody some towels, some hand rags, something like that, some hand rags, because things are not gonna wipe themselves. I'll let y'all figure that out on your own.
You funny, Teddy.
Because things get sticky situations happen, and y'all need to have some towels ready to go. So, yeah, make sure you donate to the towel fund. And make sure that they are a distinct color, because ain't nothing worse than wiping your face with the fucking towel.
He was
dumb. I don't care how many times you've been watched. So, yeah. Buy some fucking dolls. That's what we're going to call them. Fucking dolls. I made number five. Yeah, number five.
Number five. If you a dude and you want to buy a girl something that you're not in a relationship with, buy her some candy.
Buy her some what?
Candles.
Why buy some? Okay, you listening. Why buy some candles?
Just to be thoughtful. So she can light some candles when y'all fucking.
Yeah, okay. Good one. Which, by the way, candles while you fucking are awesome. But that's another discussion for another day. number six. I'm going to follow up with Nate's request. Yeah, buy some chocolate. Nate, do you know why I said buy some chocolate? Where I'm going with this?
Bitches love chocolate.
Oh, I'm not talking about the stuff that melts in your mouth but not in your hands. I'm talking about the chocolate you can put on each other. We're talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about that kind of chocolate. So you get some, especially like, okay, I'm going to tell y'all what one time someone got some Bath and Body, yeah, so it was Victoria's Secret body butter, some chocolate butter, and they rubbed chocolate butter on my, and it was like, I love chocolate popsicles. I was like, oh my god. So yeah, get you some chocolate, people. Get you some chocolate so you can have a chocolate treat. Yeah, so there you go. That is our two lists. Again, list number one was gifts you can get people for the holidays. If you're, those are people who you are in a relationship with or married to. List number two was if y'all are just fucking. Okay? All right, I'm moving on to another quick music break. And we come back. May, can you give us a tease? What's this week's Seduction 101 about?
Sex education.
Oh man, we're finna educate some kids. Alright, y'all get y'all notebooks out. She's finna educate y'all. Alright, so man, now you can see, now you can hit me up. Now I gotta be ready. ready to go, but I'm always ready to go. I'm gonna play some nice and smooth and soft. Let's see. I'm gonna do a Diamante Glitz song. That song always puts you in the mood. So I'm gonna do that. You can get it. We'll be back after this. Perfect song to lead to Seduction 101.
I'm all alone and I want you here. I called your phone cause I wanna hear. You tell me, baby, I wanna feel. Don't say you won't and you know you will. I wanna tell you how good it feels, but I'd rather show you when you get here. When you get over here,
I admit it, you keep me wishing while you
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. That was Da Monty Glitz. You can get it right here on Hump Day After Dusk on Life After Dusk Live. Okay, y'all. It's that time. It's time for Nay's Seduction 101. All right, Nay, what you got for Seduction 101?
Okay, so have y'all seen that post on Facebook? And it was a meme, and it said, dick does not go in the butt. Have y'all seen that?
Oh, it said what?
Have you seen the post? And it said that dick does not go in the butt.
I did not see that post, but I guess
okay.
You're going to enlighten me what the hell is about.
Okay, so I shared the meme. I said, yes, they do. So, of course, you know, it's a battle between it. And a lot of people say, oh, no, it don't. No, it don't. Whatever. Like, that's fantasy. Or they say, like, how do you do it? Okay, one of my friends asked, like, how do you do it? Because she don't like it. She said she tried to be so, she don't like it. So I said, you have to, the dude has to eat your pussy from the bank. Like, you have to. And then, because you can't slow. Like, you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
And, like, it won't hurt. Like, a lot of people say it hurts, but it really don't. Like, if you do, like, it the right way, like I just said, like, you know, get your pussy from the back and then put it in slow. I mean, you can't just, like, be all rough with it. Like, you actually got to take your time and go slow.
So you saw you know about this from experience.
You said what?
I said, you sound like you know about this for experience.
Yeah, because I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, like you nasty.
So
you were freaking.
So you don't use lube or you don't use any lube?
No, I don't. No.
Okay. I've been on the giving in before.
Was certain women
pays a visit at a scheduled time. Hey, you know what time it is. You gonna have to make something. You gotta make something happen. Cause that be times when y'all really be like, ooh, I need to. Y'all really be like, how can I pull this off? So that's when you gotta go to door number two.
I mean, it really don't even hurt for real. Like, it really don't even hurt. Like I said, you gotta go slow. Like you gotta do it slow. You have to work it in. Like, it don't hurt.
Right, I'm telling you, because y'all do this low. We ain't doing it. All right. Now y'all know for the next 7 days, she going to be out of commission. So you better start going door number two or you're going to get screwed.
And then, like, on the post, there was a lot of people commenting. And then I had this dude comment, like, he said that's nasty, pretty much was saying that's nasty. I was very shocked that a man said that. Like, I was shocked that
they said eat it. I get that because I'm not doing it. But, I'm not
so
gonna
I
hear
feel
that
like
shit.
If your girl wanted you to do that and you don't like to do that, would you not go do it to please your girl? Like,
yeah, I mean that's simple. That if what you were talking about is simple, I think that's simple to me. To me, man, that saves you from going to do something stupid. You make less dumb decisions.
How do you make less dumb decisions?
When you decide to go with option number two, when option number one is not available, you better stick it in there, my dude, and stop tripping. Especially, am I wrong or am I right? I'm a guy, so I can't be. I know things, but I don't want to just assume. I want to get some verification. Is it not true that when that woman visits y'all for the week, don't y'all be freaky at that time?
Yeah, but I don't do that during that time.
What? Are you serious?
No.
Why not?
Because that's nasty.
No. That place doesn't do it.
I don't do it.
You go.
When you on your period and you doing it, they can mess up your insides.
I'm talking about option number two, right?
When you're on your cycle and you're doing it, that can mess up your inside.
Well, they're going to get the inside messed up a little bit. I got to get over this. And I'm a favorite-ass dude, so fuck it. Fuck it. It keeps you from making dumbness. Keeps you from going out there and doing some dumb-ass shit. But especially if y'all keep I want to have to be so bad. Yeah, so you got to go ahead. You can't visit unless you're crazy. You ain't trying to go visit other area. That's out of commission for a moment. So you better go take option number two and shut the hell up. So yeah. Oh my goodness.
I'm cool during that time, but any other time, yeah. Let's get it popped. Then somebody said doing it from that side can mess up like your bowel movement. So I'm like, well, I ain't never had no issue with that. Like, I ain't never had no issue, like I'm like,
yeah,
obviously, it ain't getting done right.
Right.
Like, you just can't be rough with it. If you're rough with it, yeah. Like, it's so hard and all that. But if you ain't rough with it, you got to take your time. Yeah. Move. And you got to be in the right position, too, yo. That arch got to be right. Gotta arch your back right.
Woo.
You definitely have to put an arch in that back.
So yeah, there y'all go. They teach y'all how to save y'all relationship.
And if y'all seen my videos, y'all know I know how to arch that back.
Oh God. You had to paint that picture, really? Man, I don't need these problems again.
I'm just saying, y'all see, I know how to, in all my videos, y'all see that arch, though, because I
It's
all right,
yeah. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It ain't all that. It's all right.
Now you know it's more than I.
I'm gonna gas you up too. I ain't trying to gas you up too much. I'm trying not to think of you like that right now. So, yeah. So you like to put me in a trap right now? I don't know, girl. So, yeah. I'm not watching that video no more.
Also,
I can't do it.
Also, another way that it won't hurt: get some ice.
I've been telling people about ice, man. They looking at me crazy about ice about a lot of stuff. Like,
wow,
ice to do. Did y'all not watch Do the Right Thing? Y'all saw how he put the ice on Rosie Perez? I've been trying to put y'all on game. But y'all think I'm crazy. I've been trying to put these folks on game by ice, man. By ice for so many different reasons. I'm not hating on Candy or Pure Romance or none of them. But y'all go buy all the expensive ass shit. When y'all go give a cube of ice at the fucking refrigerator, you could do some shit with some ice.
Okay. You can work on that. Yes, most definitely can.
I might put y'all on some. Now, if you really want to make it pop, get you some crushed ice. Crushed ice is kind of like the ice from Sonic. Use some crushed ice. Thank me later. You can do a lot with some crushed ice. I'll let y'all put two and two together. I can't give y'all all the games. But crushed ice, you can make a lot go down with some crushed ice.
All right.
Well, all right, so we get the last segment of the Good Seduction 101. We're our last segment, which is community announcements. Okay, so Nate, what you got coming up?
Okay, for those who don't know, my birthday is next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, my video that I did in Chicago should be dropping probably in the next week or so, too. So stay tuned for that.
Oh, so what's she doing for your birthday? Like, you out there?
Y'all just gotta watch my Snapchat and watch my Instagram.
Am I going to need some ones?
You might need some ones.
Alright. As long as I get to get it on my, hit me up on my Facebook Messenger so that I can send it to you.
Don't be lit.
Alright. But I told you some products I ain't mentioning yet. Like I said yesterday, I'm pulling a Tina name. Y'all got to stay tuned. Got some of the projects I got to stay tuned for. But Human Canvas issue number 40 drops on the 20th. Yes. Issue number 4 drops on the 20th. So there y'all go. We also as well, I also have some other big projects coming up. Don't want to miss. Culinary Canvas Magazine will drop in January. And I did tell y'all about them t-shirts yesterday, Buy Black 817 shirts. Again, if you got at least five other people at the minimum that want to request another area code, y'all hit me up and I'll get you the right people. And maybe we can make it happen. So, yeah. But don't be hitting me up if you ain't trying to buy one. Can they play with my area? Nah, they ain't going to be wasting no time if you ain't buying it. So, yeah. Y'all saw the shirt I was wearing, rocking it the other day for 817. Other area codes coming soon. Or, you know, by request, you can get them a little quicker. So, there you go. That's just a few of the things. Some other stuff you guys got to stay tuned for. That being said, we rolling on out. Before we do, I'll make sure you check out all the shows, blogtalkradio.com/Teddy J, CEDDY, letter J. And also go to iTunes, TuneIn app, the Stitcher app, and also just type in Dust Spot Radio Network, and you'll find all the shows. So there you go. Appreciate everyone for supporting. We end the show how we end every show, reminding you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, Remember, when there's a J or there's a
name, there is a way.
There is a way. All right, y'all, to the episode of Life at Dusk Live, your boy City J and your girl.
May Production.
Hey, y'all know how we end every Wednesday. We always give y'all the special public service announcement. Nate, what is that public service announcement?
If you go home, please do it responsibly.
All right, y'all heard it. We out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.